Good morning. I'm really thankful for the opportunity to share how God has changed my life and hope you're encouraged by it. Okay. Growing up in a Christian family, I had the blessing of learning about God and His Word at a young age. From as early as I can remember, my parents diligently taught my sisters and I the importance of the gospel and our need to trust in Jesus for their forgiveness of sins. I understood that God was our creator, He was holy, and that we were accountable to Him. Man, on the other hand, was sinful and in need of a savior. However, despite the fact that I knew these things, as a child I was more concerned about winning the approval of my parents and impressing those at church. And for those reasons, I gladly memorized Bible verses and went to Sunday school so that people would think highly of me. As I grew older, I became more manipulative in my people-pleasing as I sought the approval of my non-Christian friends at school while also trying to maintain my Christian reputation at church. I felt the guilt of my sins on Sundays and expressed sorrow over them, but never made any real efforts to change. Although I professed Christ as my Savior, I refused to submit to Him as Lord and minimized the very sins that nailed Him to the cross. I loved my sin more than I loved Christ, and He was simply a means to make me happy by giving me access to earthly blessings and securing my spot in heaven. When I went away to college, I continued to cultivate this faulty way of thinking and began to justify my sins even more. I believe that God would never condemn someone like me to hell because I genuinely tried to be a good person and went to church once in a while. However, it wasn't long before the comforts and pleasures of this world dominated my life, and soon Christ became an obstacle in what I wanted. If following Him meant giving up the fun partying lifestyle that I so enjoyed, then I simply wasn't ready to make that commitment. Romans 1 describes this period of my life very well. For although they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for created things. I had built my little kingdom of vain pursuits, and in my ignorance, I was convinced that I could live life without Him. One of the most comforting truths of the Bible is that God is faithful to His own, and despite our rebellion and weaknesses, He draws His people to Himself and transforms us from the inside out. He is jealous for the love of His children and is unwilling to share His throne with anyone or anyone else. His love is indeed far superior, and in His wisdom, He strips us of our heart idols so that we can enjoy Him fully. Towards the end of my sophomore year of college, God caused a perfect storm of trials, and I was faced with the reality of my empty pursuits. I had bought into the world's lie of living for myself and had everything I needed to be happy, and yet I never felt so miserable. It was during this time that I began to wrestle with the reality of the gospel and its implications for my life. During my Christmas break, God softened my heart to the gospel, and for the first time, I understood the sinfulness of my heart before an infinitely holy God. Contrary to what I had told myself previously, I knew I was guilty and deserving of death. Suddenly, everything began to make sense. As Ephesians 2 describes, God being rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, made us alive together with Christ. The reality of what Christ did for me, His enemy, began to sink in deeply, and the sins that I once embraced now had a bitterness about them. At that moment, I knew that I needed to repent and was ready to enter into a new life with Christ as my Lord and Savior. Now that I have a relationship with Christ, my perspective on life has changed drastically. Once easily influenced by worldly thinking and driven by my fear of man, Scripture is now the framework through which I interpret the world. God's word is now what defines what is good and true, and I seek to understand it more so that I would know Him better. Over the years, the worldly things that once motivated me have lost their appeal in comparison to the surpassing value of knowing Christ my Lord. Although I still struggle with the reality of my sins daily, with God's word as my guide and the Holy Spirit's help, I know that I have been given everything to grow in my obedience to Him. Since moving to LA last year, God has been teaching me more about what it means to trust Him wholeheartedly and to gladly follow Him wherever He leads. Although it hasn't been the easiest transition, I've been overwhelmed by the sufficiency of His grace once again to sustain me, especially in the midst of difficult circumstances. His power is indeed made perfect in our weaknesses. And although I may not always understand what God is doing in my life at the moment, I can be confident in knowing that he is orchestrating all things for his glory and my benefit. My soul is anchored in the hope that nothing can separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, and he is all I need. And as I continue to walk with Christ each day, my desire is that I would reflect more of him in my life so that the watching world may see how truly great he is. Thanks.